This is crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. A good man like Birdo apparently just ain't good enough. Can't even lie, the sex was so incredible. But baby girl was so insatiable, thought she was irreplaceable. Nevertheless, I should've left. Put everything that I owned in a box and then left. All of my sneakers, all of my clothing, WTF. This shit's a mess, this ain't the woman I met. She's a manic, depressive, emotional wreck. You ain't the same woman that made me fall in love once. You ain't the same, you ain't the same, you done changed up. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy, girl. This shit is crazy. This is crazy. This shit is crazy. This is crazy, girl. This shit is crazy. This relationship is one emotional roller coaster. This relationship is one emotional roller coaster. This relationship is one emotional roller coaster. Up and down and round we go.
Make me wonder why she complaining. That off and on fighting, the nights were so entertaining. And now we beefing, and she slamming doors. I used to be the shoulder she was so used to leaning on. Dumbfounded, see her sitting silent, questioning what I'm doing. Want me to touch her body, it's problems if I don't do it. So I beat it like Michael, if that could cool off the storm. But the way these nights going, I'm trying to prolong the morning. And she telling me when it's good is great. Wanna leave me tomorrow, but she gon' love me today. There's nothing more I can say. She good enough for my baby. What happens is the beginning. I'm spinning. This shit is crazy. It's so crazy. So crazy.
This relationship is one emotional roller coaster. This relationship is one emotional roller coaster. This relationship is one emotional roller coaster. Up and down and round we go.
Check it out, check it. It's what I told. Look, I said, baby, I wanna leave. She begging me not to go. And when she told me I could leave, I told her I don't wanna go. She said, baby, what do we need for our love to really grow? Oh, I wish I had all of the answers. Baby, I don't even know. Oh,
this relationship is one emotional roller coaster. This relationship is one emotional roller coaster. This relationship is one emotional roller coaster. Up and down and round we go.
Yo, that was with my boy Dutch New York with Crazy. I want to welcome you all to Turntable Thursday on a Tuesday. Hey, we're going to do that over. Welcome to Turntable Tuesdays with your host, the Ruler T. You know, this show was originally, it was supposed to have been done last Thursday. It had some scheduling conflicts and some things to come up. But we are live tonight, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. I definitely get a shout-out to the Hype Magazine. Shout-out to Tweeter B of the Man at Monday Show. We got a couple of guests coming on tonight. Our first guest, he's coming in from L.A., the West Coast. We're going to welcome Corey Buss to the show. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, what's good, y'all? Y'all already know I'm doing good.
All right, man. So tell me about yourself. Introduce yourself to the Hype Magazine audience and the Live by Terrence Show fans.
Well, my name is Corey Buss. I'm from Los Angeles and rapping for like 10 years. I'm only 18, by the way, you know, still young doing it. Got my own team, Cash Rules fam, you know, shout out to everybody. Yeah. Basically, that's it. Just been grinding as a youngin' trying to make it, making these moves, man.
So being 18 years old and, you know, being young in the game, what made you get into the music industry?
Since I was young, probably like the fifth grade, I don't know. I just always liked hip-hop, listening to different rap artists, you feel me? I just wanted to be in that spot since I was young. And plus, struggling, trying to get out the hard life, you know what I'm saying? So basically, yeah.
Now, who
I just felt like it was...
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nah, I just felt like it was meant to be. You know, I was born with a gift.
Okay, so who are you listening to now, and who are some of the people that you looked up to coming into the music industry?
Well, since I was young, I have to say Biggie, Tupac, Mos Def. Right now, I'm kind of feeling artists out right now. I have to say J. Cole. There's not too many artists I just mess with or just listen to. I try to focus on me.
Okay, and I know you are currently working on a mixtape. Called Legendary, No Time Wasted. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, man, it's all original music. It's going to be coming out this year. I don't know official date yet, but it's going to be official. I mean, everybody going to mess with it. It got real songs. It got club songs, trap songs, a little bit of everything. Everybody going to feel some real rap in there.
Now, what mostly do you write about? What's some of the topics that you cover in your songs?
Well, the topics, I have to say, some songs I write about life. Some songs I write about just bars, being in the street, stuff I've been through, relationship problems. You know, I try to write about everything so people can relate.
All right, that's what's up. Well, I know we have a couple of tracks that you brought into the studio for us to play tonight. But before we get into that, we actually have some callers on the switchboard. You want to take some calls for some of your fans?
Yeah.
All right. Our first caller, the last four digits, is 6410. You're on the air with the Ruler T and Corey Buss. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. What's up?
Not much. I got a couple questions for my man, Corey Buss. How you doing?
Yeah, what's good, bro?
Nothing much. Hey, who you collaborating with later on in the future? You got any info on that, or you just...
Well, I got a couple celebrities I'm supposed to be collabing with, but I don't want to give too many names out. But right now, I'm just focusing on my team, trying to get my team to the top.
Okay. But mainly, I really like your style and music. It's very different from what the mainstream is missing.
Yeah, good looking out. That's why I try to be different.
Yeah, I appreciate your work. I'm always be a fan, though. That's the only question that I really have for you, though.
Yeah, good looking out, bro. You already know Team Bucks.
Yeah, that's what's up. And thank you, caller, for calling in tonight.
Uh-huh.
Now, you said you like to be different. What are some of the different things you like to bring to the table, you know, with your sound?
I like metaphors and just focusing on bars. Like, it's a lot of rappers out. I mean, they cool, but it's a lot of just club music and just normal rap, like anything anybody can say. I try to be different and be creative with it.
Okay. Well, we got another caller from the last four digits is 8839. You're on the air with the Ruler 10, Corey Buss. How you doing?
What's up? It's your boy, Young City.
Oh, what's good, Young City?
What's up with you, Bucks? I don't got no questions for him, really, you know. I was just calling to say, because I ain't got no question, because he the answer. The dude got bars.
Oh, yeah. I had already checked out his music before going on the air. He sent me some stuff a few weeks ago, and we're going to let everybody hear in just a minute, too. What city are you calling from?
Oh, I'm in the SIP, man.
Okay, that's what's up. Are there any shout-outs you would like to give?
It's basically it's gonna shout out Chuck Taylor Gang and it's the whole other CR family, man.
Yeah, that's right, CR family, Cash Rules.
Yeah, it's most definitely outside. But you like, no, I'm Cash Rules South out here. It's worldwide,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, real talk, worldwide.
Oh, hey, yeah, that's what's up.
You my mother doing your thing though, man. It's all good.
Yeah, good looking out. You already know I'm going to continue doing what I do. It ain't no stopping.
All right, bro.
All right, stay up, bro.
One.
All right, we're going to take a quick station break. We're not going to play Corey Buss music yet. We're going to keep your fans waiting and keep my fans waiting, but we'll be right back.
All right.
My father, how you not as yourself? It's Clarence 13X. That's why I'm the motherfucking best. This the realest shit I ever spoke. Pay a token, listen to the hip hop potion. It's like a locomotion. I'm in the ocean, I'm coasting, I'm higher than most. Real freestyle. CIA had to kill me. I'm a real MC, born to preach. For the proper preachers, don't leave principles, syllables. DEF, I'm the motherfucking best to ever walk the Northwest. My city shaped like a diamond, that's why I'm rhyming. Off the dome, brain chrome, dial rule the unknown, blaze a mic. I rhyme tight, I'm higher than a kite. Love hip hop like a dope fiend. Put in a syringe and squeeze it in my veins. And I can get crazy, man, do it like Lil Wayne. Fuck all y'all, I've seen it all and say it all, it's your final call. I got my motherfucking calico with a grip hold, make a brain swole. I do it for the 5% nation, the gods of the earth. I love my wisdom, I'm blessed to walk on her. I love my earth, my culture, my science. 360 degrees, two of them, 720. I could be Yaku. I cream my own nation. I got my mess up, pace and pop. What makes my lyrical skills a mass appeal? Faggots, niggas gon' get mad when they hear this lyrical gab. True definition of the gift of gab. Look up the west of my nigga, I'll pop my collar off. Seen it all, say it all to final call. I got the National Mall. I chew on you, spit on you. I got the MLK statue, buckle your shoes. I got more foot than foot loose, more strength than many men. And I'm grim, slimmer than Eminem. Lyrical style is freestyle. Hello, clucker, dirty motherfuckers. Run your ass over in my Range Rover. I need the money like Columbo. I need the money like Robert De Niro. I got my wheels and willow roll, my brain is swole, dial rule, calico with the grip hole. Pull the trigger, my nigga, it's easy. Pull a bullet in your brain, spray your whole face off with a saw, saw it off and blow it off. I play my old course to be my own boss, realer than the real Rick Ross. Frank Lucas wouldn't use a nigga like me. I messed the middle man, but glistening, glistening, comprehend to the flow. This is underground. CIA had to kill me. I'm a real MC, born in D.C., born with a mic. I got a microchip in my mic, my brain, I'm insane like Lil Wayne, man. But I don't want it if it's that easy. Stop the car, get out, I use my word of mouth. I'm ready to battle toe-to-toe, floor-to-floor, the biter's door, the front door, get out of here. I was born 7774, four quarters of the earth. I love the golden dawn, I'm on the ninth plane, y'all, I've seen it all and say it all, it's your final call. I got the strength of the Million Man March. I got the strength to put the monument up right with it, like a pistol on your back, like that. Suckers need to get jack smack, a pimp smack, a sucker smack with a gat, leave a gun print in it then. This shit is spit, is legit, if it ain't legit, I will quit.
Yo, welcome back to a special Turntable Tuesdays with the Ruler T. And special guest of the evening, Corey Buss. Welcome back.
Yep.
All right. Got another caller, man. You might know this person very well. The last four digits is 5714. You're on the air with us. How you doing tonight?
Yes, how you doing? My name is Mac from E2W Magazine, also down with Team Bucks. This is, a special shout-out to Corey, man, because he's doing this thing. I just wanted to say we have a very interesting magazine, a lifestyle journal called E2WMag.com. You can check Corey Buss out in the next issue that'll be coming out in June. He's hot, he's fire. As you see, he's very lyrical, very prolific. The guy is coming up, and we got a nice management team coming out for him real soon. So just follow Buss, man. We trying to get him out there, get him some exposure. Get him some promotion, and we like what your radio station is doing for him, man. Just putting him on and, trying to make it happen for him.
No doubt. That's what's up. Yeah, that's what we all about. That's what I was talking to Corey about before we went live on the air. You know, we're about promoting, getting the indie artists on, along with the mainstream entertainment people, so that way we all can network together and prosper.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to be in contact with you so we can collaborate and get some more exposure on Buss, because he is the future, pushing 18 years old. This man here is, I'm telling you, he's got Englewood on lock right now. You can check him out on YouTube. Oh, definitely. You can check him out on YouTube. He's got a whole, maybe 15 videos out, and one of his videos has over 130,000 views. So that means a lot to us. You know what I mean? That means that people are very checking him out and that he has a following. And if you want to get in contact with him, you have his number. But for people who want to follow him on E2W Magazine, the number is 1-888-566-9991. And my name is Mac. I'm the CEO, owner, and founder of E2W Magazine, Team Bucks.
That's what's up. Now, Mac, let me ask you this about Corey. What was one thing that you noticed about him when, you know, working with him on a feature in the magazine and, you know, his music career so far?
Well, what I noticed about Corey is that he has the punchlines. He has bars, you know, no hooks, like his last mixtape said, no hook. You know what I'm saying? He goes on and on and on, you know. And also, he reminds me of an old school plus new school, East to West Coast type. He has a different flow. You know, he's something new and original, something that the game has really truly been missing. And if you check him out on the BET Freestyle 2012, you'll really understand what I'm saying. He has the visuals. He has the lyrics. He has the bars. I mean, he's the whole package. He's the truth. And he's up and coming. Like I said, and like 2013 is his year. He's getting ready to blow up. That's really all I can say about Bucks, man. He's hot, you know. But you can check him out. We're doing a lot of collaborations. Like he said, we don't want to name drop right now because we're still negotiating some deals. But just keep following him and, you know, get in contact with me if you want to get at Bucks, you know what I'm saying, and we can arrange something in a venue near you.
Okay, definitely we'll do that. We're definitely going to stay in contact with you all, and I just want to say thank you for, you know, taking the time to call in to represent him and also your magazine.
Yes, sir, and I thank you very much, and you have a blessed day.
You do the same.
Okay.
All right, bro. All
right, Buck, stand up, baby.
You already know. And that's right. Coming way from New York. I'm from L.A., and that's coming right from New York, so you know that's love.
No doubt. You already know.
Yeah, that's what's up. You're getting that coast-to-coast love. So how do you feel to hear those words from Mac?
Man, that's good. You feel me? You coming way from L.A. You know you got fans way in New York and people supporting you from far away. You feel me? That's a far place. You know, that's just good. That just motivates you. Keep me wanting to do what I do.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm not going to keep everybody waiting. I'm going to play this first track by you called This Is Me. Tell us about this record.
Oh, this record is not even out. It was a little exclusive. I recorded about, I think, like a year ago, too. And, you know, it's just about situations in life, like people judging people, and you just letting them know this is me, like nothing going to change. So, yeah, I really like this record, too.
All right, y'all. This is an exclusive track that Corey Bucks has brought into the Live by Terrence show, and the title of this song is This Is Me.
Ah. Yeah. Pen up in my hand, notebook up in the other. They screaming I'm the man, but I'm trying to get discovered. I hope the money call, I've been waiting on it all. That's why this year I'm going raw. But girl, I gotta get the rubber, I don't trust her. Look, I done did enough rhyming. I put so much time in waiting for the perfect timing. I ain't never been grimy when these labels trying to sign. But I need enough money to help the niggas that's behind me. All of a sudden, got everybody yelling out I'm on. Now everybody want a nigga like an iPhone. Yeah, see it's about to get ugly. Just because my tats is lovely don't mean that you can judge me, but I'm focused, appreciating that we here. Cause your main homie at the end could just disappear. Dang, so close but so quick to switch up. Calling phones, feeling alone, nobody picks up. So I'm fighting for what I love, I got my fist up. And that's for music, my nigga, don't you confuse it. Pop just say he proud of me, but take care of your family. I just hope y'all understand and take me for who I am. I should know I got a couple places I like to go, and it's probably somewhere that I should be. At the end of the day, it's okay. You can hate, cause this is me. This is me, homeboy. This is me. This is me, homegirl. This is me. This is me, homeboy. This is me. Open up your eyes and see. Look, No kids, I'm too young for all that baby drama. I'm too raw, but I ain't trying to have no baby mama. I'm just trying to get green with my whole team. But a lot of cats be acting, gotta pick your own scene. Every time my pants that granddad wanna beat my ass. But I think about the future, I don't think about the past. You never know if my head been in them books. So you gotta learn not to judge people off their looks, for real. Homie just said that he about to be a dad. He only 15, so he think his life's in the trash. So he walk around mad, and he told me that he's scared. But bro, to your son, you gotta be the dad you never had. He just hope it go away when he blinks. Plus he always worry about what other people would think. He feel like he alone and on his own. But he said, I hope people understand and take me for who I am.
I should know I got a couple places I like to go, and it's probably somewhere that I should be. At the end of the day, it's okay if you hate, 'cause this is me. This is me, homeboy, this is me. This is me, homegirl, this is me. This is me, homeboy, this is me. Open up your eyes and see.
Look, she complaining and waiting and frustrated, hoping that she can make it through these problems she been facing. Living in the projects is where it's going down at. All she do is pray to God that she can get her child back. Ex cracking, so a lot of things she gotta face. In court every week, hoping that she can beat the case. Feeling too strong so she can't stop it, even though she on her feet, stressing 'cause her son got adopted. Single mom, she don't even got a man. All she do is want the duds just to give another chance. Damn, what she gotta do? Tell her what she gotta say. She just trying to make it through, she just trying to make a way. Hey, what she gotta pay? Nothing, just keep your faith and don't let the devil stop you, girl, 'cause God got you. She said, I just told people could understand, and no matter what, just take me for who I am.
I should know I got a couple places I like to go, and it's probably somewhere that I should be. At the end of the day, it's okay if you hate, 'cause this is me. This is me, homeboy, this is me. This is me, homegirl, this is me. This is me, homeboy, this is me. Open up your eyes and see.
Open up your eyes and see. Open up your eyes and see. Everybody look in the mirror and tell them this is me. Everybody look in the mirror and tell them this is me. Everybody look in the mirror and tell them this is me. Open up your eyes and see. Open up your eyes and see. Everybody look in the mirror and tell them this is me. Everybody look in the mirror and tell them this is me. Everybody look in the mirror and tell them this is me.
Yeah, it's your boy ST to the YNG, RAY, Stingray, chilling with my man Terrence, LBT Radio for Life. Let's go.
Yeah, let's definitely go. We back live, Turntable Tuesdays with the Ruler T. We got Corey Bucks. We're going to welcome him back to the studio. I'm telling you, that track is fire, man. I enjoyed that track.
Yeah, you're listening out, bro.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? We got more callers for you, man. You got the switchboard lighting up tonight.
Yeah.
The last four digits is 3171. You on the air? How you doing tonight?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, you are live on the air with the Ruler T and Corey Bucks. Do you have any comments or questions?
Oh yeah, of course. You feel me? That's my little bro. He representing, you know, bars off tops. You know, representing the IE in the right way. He's a positive person, and I know he's going to make it big.
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, then a shout-out you would like to give?
I mean, just keep doing your thing, bro. I'm your number one fan.
How you looking out?
No problem.
Well, thank you for calling into the Turntable Tools to show tonight.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, we got another caller. The last four digits is 7477. You are on the air. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, bro. How are you?
Oh, doing good, man. Bless. You have a question for Corey Bucks or a comment?
Yeah, yeah. I was just listening to that track, This Was Me, and I'm like thinking, like, man, this kid probably has a lot of ambition. I just want to ask him what keeps his drive going? What keeps you driving, Bucks?
man, just life, you feel me? Like, going through all these problems, just want to do better and want to be in a better position than I am in. Want to be in a better position, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. I just want to tell the truth, speak the real, real music at the same time.
That's real. I appreciate that, man. Keep doing your thing. I know you're going to be big, man. I can hear it.
Yeah, good looking, bro. You already know.
Oh. That's what's up. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. You have been very well received on the show tonight. What future projects do you have in mind that you're looking forward to working on in 2013?
Really, right now I'm just focusing on this legendary No Time Wasted. I don't really know too much after that. Mostly I got like a lot of tracks done. I probably got like over 20 tracks done, but we just working, trying to pick out the best tracks, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to have perfect, as close to perfect as I could. Just want to get my best on this one.
Okay. Now, I've got to play this track the second track you brought to us called Fucking Problem. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, this one is off of my mixtape I actually just dropped, so it's out right now. You guys can get that on Hot New Hip Hop. And, you know, this one just spinning some bars, just telling a little about life, you know, just a real cool track. Future and the homie Red Rum, so y'all make sure y'all peep that out.
All right. We're going to play this track. When we come back, we're going to let Corey Bucks give his shout outs and his plugs for his site and where you can find him online, so we'll be right back.
Yeah. But. Fuck it.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. Make tape sounding like a fucking album. If you ain't got bars, that's a fucking problem. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run.
The name that they mention, soon as you get about your business, these niggas start bitching, sides start switching, friends act different, you ain't making moves when you can't start your engine, well, if you got one, homie, I'm the top dog, ballin', I've been showing off, I'm like hot sauce, shit costs us while your boy be working, nigga, you ain't grinding just because your ass working, gotta do it perfect, best is what I get of y'all, shout out to my niggas reppin' C, Yarn still involved, yeah, he popping down, so they wanna rep the fam, just make sure they rep the shit when I'm not around, I seen a lot of fake shit, niggas quick to leave, talking dirty shit from they mouth, they need some Listerine. All I know is if you my nigga, I got your back, but don't act like you know me if you on a different team, know what I mean? F you if you ain't feeling me, niggas act brand new, swear they lost their memory, ain't it funny how your biggest fans be your enemies? Scary, why you so obsessed with me? You know Mariah Carey, cat shady, but none of them can break me, stay up out the streets, I keep hearing it from my old lady, niggas crazy, oh you think that you ballin', well that can all change, end up like Tracy McGrady, yep. I'm back now, I got my niggas with me. Always keep the army round, know I got the triggers with me. Get your ass kicked, you would think I had ninjas with me. You ain't ballin', you missin' the game, you like that nigga 50. My shit crispy, diss me, you must be a fool. Before you make that move, make sure you making views. I keep cool, talk a lot, that's how you make the news. You either real or fake, and real is the side I choose. You going through, bro, relax, don't act like it. A lot of niggas say they hard, but don't rap like it. Still the same nigga flowin', I ain't got a deal. Just rippin' you dogs' heads off, I know I Vic feel. Life real, another homie just left the earth. That's why I give it all every time I spit a verse. If you ain't spitting real, homie, I'ma spit it first. Little nigga trying to save his people, call me Simon Burst. Word.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. Mixtape sounding like a fucking album. If you ain't got bars, that's a fucking problem. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run.
My nigga Buck got bars, I'm rum hella hard. Spittin' so sick, mouth cover like stars. Sticky green in them airtight jars. I'm a veteran at this, how you think I got scars? Yell charge when I rush and do my thing, when I hustle. Make the rain so my seeds start to sprout like Brussels. Mingle with 489 on the team in the huddle. Baby girl bad with a money bag, I cuddle playing with a stack deck. Wanna run it back, bet. What you think will happen if an anorexic got a fat check? I did, I be eating, but keeping one eye open when I'm sleeping and cheating. I
got a problem. Jermaine is an infomani. No homo dope, but nigga, fuck you, pay me. Contemplating daily, gotta mediate my migraine. My mind state got me in another time frame.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. Mixtape sounding like a fucking album. If you ain't got bars, that's a fucking problem. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. Mixtape sounding like a fucking album. If you ain't got bars, that's a fucking problem. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run. I said fuck a hook, but I fucking got run.
Yo, welcome back to Turntable Tuesdays with the Ruler T. We're going to welcome Corey Bucks back to the show.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, man. I enjoyed that track, man. I'm looking forward to hearing the mixtape that you got coming out in 2013. Are there any shout-outs you would like to give? And also, let us know where we can find you online.
Just a shout-out to the whole team, you know, Castro fam, PR family, you know. Be up next, that's all I'm going to say. And you can find me on Twitter at Corey Bucks, CoreyBux. You can find me on Facebook at Corey Bucks, YouTube, Corey Bucks TV. But you already know, I just dropped a new video too, by the way. It's called The Champ. So if you search Corey Bucks The Champ on YouTube, check that out. It's real official.
All right. Well, Corey, I want to tell you thank you, man, for taking the time to be on the show. You know, you're welcome back anytime. We're definitely going to collabo on some future projects. And, we're going to keep doing it big. So, I appreciate you and thank you.
Yeah, most of it, I'm going to have to come back. You already know, turn it up again.
Oh, yeah. When you drop your mixtape, man, you got to come back on the show, man.
Yeah, I'll probably won't be hitting you, bro.
All right, yeah. Keep in touch with me in Twitter land, though.
Yeah, you already know. Stay up, man.
All right, you too, man. Appreciate it.
All right, much love.
All right, y'all, we're going to keep this show going. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to bring in Little D, the Prince. So stay tuned.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. What the fuck's going on with all this bullshit around here, man? Y'all fucking the game up. Been fucking it up for years. I don't care what you do. Do what you do. But for all my niggas that want that real shit, here you go. I'm fucking fed up with that other shit, nigga.
I can't
take
it no fucking more. No fucking more. Stupid shit. No fucking more. No fucking more. Stupid niggas. No fucking more. No fucking more. Stupid shit. No fucking more. No fucking more. I bring them cheese back in his hole. Back in his hole. I bring them killers back in his hole. Back in his hole. I bring them cheese back in his hole. Back in his hole. There's only niggas running gun and dough.
Fight me? Yeah, I know you like me. Study these whack motherfuckers, man. I can't take this shit no more, man. Time to bring the real back to the motherfucking game. These whack shaft rapper motherfuckers, man, these motherfuckers make a nigga wanna line them all up and put them in front of the fire squad, man. I can't take it no more. Yo, Paul, let's get it, nigga. Let's go.
Yo, welcome back to the show. I definitely want to give a shout out to DJ Paul. He was a former guest of the show. I'm definitely saluting him and his movement. Now we're moving on up to Pittsburgh, PA, the Steelers Nation. We're going to welcome Lil D, the Prince, on the show. How you doing tonight?
Good. I'm really, really excited to be on the show right now. 412, stand up.
All right. That's what's up, man. So tell us about yourself. Introduce yourself to the Hype Magazine audience and the Live by Terrence Show fans.
For all of you who don't know, I go by the name of Lil D the Prince, Pittsburgh's own royalty. I just won Best Hip Hop Artist Under 21 a few years ago. I ain't trying to name drop, but the person before me that took that was Mac Miller. Shout outs to him and his camp. Right now, I'm up for Freshman of the Year right now. I got 4 albums out. Working on my 5th one, slated to drop real soon, called The King's Son. What's going on?
All right. So, what's up, man? So, how did it feel, you know, to be voted the best hip-hop artist?
You know, it was a real pleasure to have the city support me, because I didn't even indulge in trying to get people to vote for me that year. You know, it was 3 years coming since 08, I think, and, you know, I tried every year, then that year I just focused on my other album that dropped, and we were just worried about us, and next thing I know, I get an email like, hey, man, you voted. You've been nominated to be voted for Best Hip Hop Artist Under 21. Crazy. Go down there with my crew from college. I'm in college right now, by the way, by the grace of God, and, you know, next thing I know, category comes up. My name is called, man, everything just went black and white, and it was amazing, amazing feeling.
All right, that's what's up, man. I know you say you're in college. I know you on that full academic scholarship. So tell us about that, man. You know, you've been there on a scholarship, so of course, you know, you got to keep those grades up. So how do you manage to hit the books and also, you know, do your music stuff at the same time?
A lot of time management. I actually just ran back from the library to do this interview, and just a lot of patience. What I mean by patience is that you gotta know when to do something and when not to do something. Like, I can get excited about doing a new song, but I gotta be like, all right, wait, I got this test coming up. Let me crack down on these books real quick, and then as soon as I'm done with this, I can go back to doing what I love to do. So get your time management right, man. You can do anything you want to do.
Now, do you perform in a way on campus at times, or you mainly, keep it separated from your schooling?
No, I involve everything that I can going on in my life to work better for me. So, you know, I got everything working for me. You know, I'm in a position to where I'm president of an organization. And having that pool, I got people, you know, wanting me to perform because they know what I've done, because I'm in their ear being in that position. So I just performed last Friday in Steel Hall. That's a venue that holds 616 people, you know. And I opened up for Black Violin. These fellas just performed at Obama's inauguration. And that was a blessing to be able to do that. And various other places around campus, man, I'm a little bit of a hot commodity.
Now, what was the feeling like, you know, performing at Obama's inauguration? What kind of feelings was flowing through your body during that time?
Well, me personally, I haven't performed at his inauguration, but I will soon in the future for another president.
Okay. I'm sorry.
The fellas that I opened up for, Black Violin, they performed at Obama's inauguration. And it was just like being right there, the stories that they told me while we were backstage, you know. So it was a great experience for them. This is the second time I got to perform with people who performed at an inauguration. Prior to this, many years ago, I performed with a fella by the name of Peter Yarrow, Peter, Paul, and Mary, all the kids on the line, ask your parents about that. That's Puff the Magic Dragon right there.
Okay. All right. Now, we got this track that we're going to play for your fans, but we know we're going to, you know, tease them a little bit. We're going to hold off. We ain't going to play it for them yet. But who are you looking forward to working with in the future? You know, I know you have worked with some well-renowned artists, you know, that has, you know, performing at inauguration. So who are you scoping, you know, to bring into your camp to work with?
You know what? I like people who are really creative. So the people that I would love to work with, you know, of course, will be Drake for me. It's a big inspiration a little bit. Big Sean, those two fellas right there are really really good role models for me as far as, like, pushing the envelope in creativity area.
Now, who did you look up to, you know, when you was younger in age? Who was somebody that you was vibing with? And now, in the present day, who are you still looking up to at this moment?
My mom will tell you I was in front of the TV in those pajamas watching Snoop Dogg do his thing on the TV and Bone Thugs and Harmony. Them two right there, them two right there, couldn't get enough of them. Couldn't get enough of them. And right now, you know, I really try to go back and listen to the people who a lot of people look up to, as far as Jay-Z goes. I'm going to use that one for an example. I listen to all of his albums as of late, and, you know, I've been stuck on that Kingdom Come album and that Blueprint album. So I want to say, I can say now he's a role model for me right now. And, of course, like I just said, Drake and Big Sean, but those three guys right now are great listens.
Well, we got some callers for you, man, if you want to take some tonight.
Oh, yeah, of course, always.
All right, we're going to start with the first caller. The last four digits is 5504. You're on the air with the Ruler T and Lil D, the Prince. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm good. My name's Sean Victory. What's up, yo?
What's up? You have a comment or a question?
Yeah, I got a question for Lil D.
Okay.
How many Grammys you plan on getting before the end of the term?
Well, I want to say I don't want to discourage anybody, but as far as these Grammys go, I'm looking to get everyone that they presenting at the award show come when I blow up to the end of my time.
I hear that.
That's what's up. Are there any shout outs you would like to get? I'm like to give.
I want to give a shout out to the LEU crew. You know, Lil D, of course. That's my brother. And Pirate Gang, that's my family. That's about it. Pittsburgh.
All right. Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up, man. Thank you for calling into the show tonight.
Hell yeah, no problem, man.
Appreciate it. All right. Appreciate it.
We got another caller from 2224. You're on the air with the Ruler T and Lil D the Prince. How you doing tonight?
Good, man. Good as shit. What's going on, y'all?
Not much. Living good, man. Living good. You have a question or a comment?
I got one comment for Lil D, yo.
Let's go.
We all are waiting heavy for the King's Son. We're trying to get it on blast, man. We need that CD in these streets.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. You know it's coming soon. We had to push the release date back because we about to get this commercial up on TV. So we get that pumping, get the word out a little bit more, man, and you're going to have it right on that iTunes playlist. I can assure you that.
Yeah, I know we're looking forward to, you know, the King's Son. Caller, is it a shout-out you would like to give?
Oh, yeah, just shout out to Lil D, man. Keep doing your thing. We're waiting for you. And check us all out on somethingweallgot.blogspot.com.
Okay, that's what it is.
All right, that's what's up. Well, thank you for calling to the show tonight.
No problem.
All right, man. So tell us about this King's Son. What all can we expect, you know, as far as the sound and the style that you're going to bring out to us?
Okay, well, not only did Mac win the award that I won, Wiz Khalifa always also won it years ago, and his producer Sledrin produced this CD for me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really excited that I was able to collab with him. It's going to be hot. Also, I got my homie out in the UK. He produced a track off of that, And it's a little bit of everything for everybody. You know, we push the envelope with this. I like to thank, shout out to Big Meech for recording every track, mixing and mastering every track. It's a beautiful project, man, and the streets is going to love it, embrace it, and rejoice it. So I can really say about it.
Okay, well, that's what's up. We're going to take a quick station break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, six.
and I'ma give it to you.
Yo, welcome back to Turntable Tuesdays with the Ruler T. I'm going to welcome Lil D the Prince back into the studio.
Yeah.
All right, man. We got this track from you, man, called Rapunzel, man. Tell us about this one.
This one right here, I wanted to do a little something different for the ladies, something for the club. I wanted to tie in a little bit of fairy tale with it, bring it up to speed. That's really it. This is off the King's Son right here. You know what I'm saying? So I hope y'all enjoy this.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. Now, are there any shout-outs you'd like to give tonight?
Oh, yeah, of course. Shout-out Big Meech. That's my pops, my producer, my mentor, my best friend. Shout-out to my homie O'Shea. Shout-out to Sean. Victory, there we go. Shout-out to the whole LEU camp, 412, CalU, my school. And especially, hey, shout-out my family. But also, real quick, congrats to Wiz Khalifa on his new baby boy, Sebastian, I think. That's one more legend we can bring up in Pittsburgh, you know, right there. And shout out to everybody tuned into your show, man. Shout out to you.
I appreciate that, man. No doubt. And where can we find you online?
You can find me everywhere. LilDitaPrince.com. SomethingWeAllGot.blogspot.com. I got some interviews and stuff on there. YouTube, LilDitaPrince. I got mad videos, almost 100. Twitter. Lil Dita Prince 412, Instagram Lil Dita Prince, Reverb Nation, all type of blog spots, all type of interviews on all these different sites. Man, you can Google my name. I probably got like 50 pages. Lil Dita Prince. Don't forget the name.
All right, that's what's up. You know, when you drop that album, man, The King's Son, you're going to have to come back on the show and bring us some tracks so we can sit down and talk about it and celebrate it.
Okay, no doubt, man. Hey, I'm more than happy to do that because you show me love. I got to show you love, man. It's just like when I was on the Batman movie. They showed me love, so I went and made a CD dedicated to that experience. Hey, shout out to the producers of the Batman movie for letting me be a part of that for them 2 weeks. And hey, shout out Mac Miller, of course, for supporting me. You can go see that video on YouTube. I appreciate that. That's really it. So when I get that album dropping, I'm gonna be the first one to come to you. You're gonna be the first person.
All right, that's what's up. And I'm gonna let you introduce your track. And I just want to tell you, thank you for taking the time to come on Turntable Tuesdays. And, you know, like I just said before, you're welcome to come back on any time.
Hey, no doubt, man. Hey, shout out to the whole Hype Magazine Nation. This track right here is my baby off of the King's Son, Rapunzel. I love you, and I hope you enjoy this. Let's go.
I can be your nation, but I ain't trying to save you. You got the fire, I'm just trying to slay you. Hit it on the balcony, something like Rapunzel. Nothing that you used to. Rapunzel, let your head down. Shawty, let it down. Rapunzel, let your head down. Shawty, let it down. Rapunzel, let your head down. Shawty, let it down. Rapunzel, let your head down.
She's super fine like a pen tip. Lay her down on some parchment. Dot her I's, cross her T's. Giving her that novelist. Her body great like Shakespeare. I'm just trying to recite this. Like she was the round table. I just came one night. This man, she dropping my jaw. Wish she bend it over now. Now, she dropping her thumb like a car with no service. Baby, cause I'm about to blow up like an insurgent. She grabbed my roller coaster, said insert all of it. I be hitting that hole right. Skee-ball game just too nice. My bedroom's the carnival. No line, she drive twice. I'm Dr. Seuss with these girls. This is how my night went. One pipe, three chicks, they dudes too sick. I'm on like her time of month, but I ain't got no cramps. G, my wallet is my pad. It stay filled with the Kelly Green. Shorty wanna ride, cause I be on my BP. I've been living that premium lifestyle since 9-3.
I ain't shining no more, but I ain't trying to save you. Heard you got the fire, I'm just trying to slay you. Hit it on the balcony, something like Rapunzel. Nothing that you used to. Rapunzel, let your head down. Shawty, let it down. Rapunzel, let your head down. Shawty, let it down. Rapunzel, let
correct when I text her like my first name was Otto. Now I'm all up in her iPhone, wallpaper the ringtone. First it was a nightcap, now she calling it iHome. I love it when your hair down, all natural, no tracks. And when I push it real good, you know I gotta pull all that. Other girls salty, yeah, the pepper in my cabinet, but I ain't switching the recipe. Without you, it's tasteless. Girl, you such a jackpot. Best believe I'm all in. I play my cards like James Bond. Best believe I'm gon' win. Been trying to find you like Nemo. Nemo, for the wait, I'm sorry. Sorry, get these haters like Dory. Girl, you hide it in wasabi. Looking like my princess, unless you're working for Disney. Well, please put in your 2 weeks. I need you to come with me like your parents when they mad at you. Best believe I'm serious. Rapunzel, let me show you what a real fairy tale ending
is. I ain't trying to know, but I ain't trying to save you. Heard you got that fire, I'm just trying to slay you. Hit it on the balcony, something like Rapunzel. Nothing that you used to. Rapunzel, let your head down. Shawty, let it down. Rapunzel, let your head down. Shawty, let it down. Rapunzel, let your head down. Shawty, let it down. Rapunzel, let your head down. Shawty, let it down.
Yeah, it's your boy ST to the YNG, RAY, Stingray, chilling with my man Terrence, LBT Radio for Life. Let's go.
Yeah, welcome back to Turntable Tuesdays. I definitely want to give a special thanks to Lil D the Prince, also Corey Butts that was on the show earlier. Shout out to Tweeter B, the host of Man at Monday Show, and also my affiliates, The Hype Magazine, Ground Heart Radio. And I want to give a special shout out to Kente Evans for giving me a honoree award at the DSIM Awards that went down last Saturday in Valley, Alabama. I'm definitely proud and honored to have that award. It was a good turnout. You know, a lot of awards was given out. So I just want to shout out everybody that was there in attendance. Make sure you turn in to the show tomorrow for Wednesday Night Live. Going to have Island Def Jam recording artist Young Official. He's going to be on the show tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You definitely tune in. You know, you can call in at 646-378-0298. You can find us at livebyterrence.com, Blog Talk Radio, The Hype Magazine, Grind Hard Radio. We're pretty much all over the map and the world and cyberspace. You can, you know, you can Google Live by Terrence. I'm sure you'll find one page of us. So I just want to say thank you to our guests. My voice is going out, so it's time for me to go. And we're going to close tonight's show out with Lil Wayne featuring Nicki Minaj, Mercy.
What? If it's my way, it's been on the morning,
oh,
and I'm not to my
mind,
if it's my way, it's been on the morning,
belong to some boy then.
If it's my way, it's been on the morning, and
I'm
not to my mind,
I think that I'm coming for the chrome.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Drop it to the flow, make that dick shake. My homegirl slurp it like a milkshake. All you niggas want some Nick cake. If you eat ass, I got a thick plate. We say, don't we do this very easy? I came from Trinidad on a temporary visa. Cause motherfuckers know I put the hex on bitches. I fuck a bitch over like I'm flexing bitches. Tic tac toe, then I put the X on bitches. Point game, I score, who's next, you bitches? Cause all you niggas fake and all you niggas broke. So all you niggas fuck you, all you niggas choke. Cause all you do is boast and argue over hoes. So all you niggas toast, cause all y'all deep don't work. Fuck your limbo. Fuck your merch. I got more money in my fucking purse. Court side, you in the C section. Home with some blood, you with the C section. In Malibu, I'm by the C section. And all these bitches is my son, yeah, C section. I'm a Republican voting for Mitt Romney. You lazy bitches is fucking up the economy. Out in Miami, I be chilling with a zombie. Diablo, Alejandro, Dimelo, Gandhi.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Lamborghini Mercy. Word. Your chick, she so thirsty. Word. I'm in that 2C limbo Word. With your girl, she trying to jerk
if
me.
I'm the shit, turn your nose up. I do some bad bitches on my tour bus. I do some bad bitches on my private jet. If them bitches ain't fucking, give them parachutes. Walked up to a red bone like I'm the shit. Told her, give me that pussy and fuck my bitch. Yeah, skate rebel gun at my waist level. Bitch yellow, take yellow, give you an H-A-L-O. I don't do pussy niggas, forget the most pussy nigga. I'm popping perks, I'm sipping lean, smoking pot like cooking dinner. My homie T, roll up my blunt, skinnier than Rex Ryan. I'm counting money, I'm smoking plants, call that shit math the science, my suck dick, truck fit. Snap back when your dog ass, these niggas broke like Mr. Glass, they don't want none. Sister act is young money, you bitch, you my weed louder than pimp suits. Your bitch swallow my pimp juice, her pussy wetter than swimsuits. Swish, Michael, belts nigga in your hoe. Coop the color of you who, rude boy, free buju. Fuck home with these fuck niggas, I've been ballin' since 98. Fuck y'all, I'd rather skate. Shoot you up in your database. I fell in love with drop tops, I fell in love with shotguns. Our guns bigger than cop guns, y'all ain't spittin'. Dry tongue, I like wet pussy, she like hard dick. Hard head, make us all fast. Tatted up from head to toe, guess you can call me a marked man. Wayne, soaring, all my whores is whoring. All you rappers is boring. Truck for heading some Jordans,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Sir.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Sir.
In that 2C Lambo.
Sir.
Girl, she trying to jerk
okay.
Me. Lamborghini Mercy.
Don't she,
yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C
Lambo
with your girl, she trying